Greetings, brothers and sisters. Where do we get the name Jehovah? We've all heard the statement by certain groups that God's name is Jehovah. Even some Bibles have the name Jehovah in them to represent the name of God. But as we get closer to the last of the latter days, and as the perils of living in these times increase at an alarming rate, it becomes more important than ever to understand and realize to whom we are praying when we try to contact our Maker and Savior for guidance. It certainly is not Jehovah. It's not the Lord either. But we've covered that pagan name before, so we're not going to dissect the religion of the Lord worshipers at this time. We're going to talk about Jehovah. What is the origin of the name Jehovah? We need to start by remembering that God told Moses his memorial name in Exodus 3:15. Let's read the verses from our Bible, then we'll see what we have in the Hebrew text. From the King James Bible, we have Exodus chapter 3, verses 13, 14, and 15, which reads as follows. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. In reading these verses, we have to realize that between the time that God told Moses his name and when the King James Version Bible was written, there was a time period of about 2,800 years. Now that gave plenty of space for both intentional and unintentional mistranslations to enter into the text of our Bibles. As they came down to us from the ancient Hebrew, the Aramaic language, Greek, and English copies. Mistakes do happen. But over the centuries, there have also been well-educated scholars who seek the truth of God's Word and have revised a lot of church errors, even in the face of being criticized for their brave endeavors. Over the last two centuries, a lot of ancient manuscripts have been discovered that have shed great light on Bible passages that were corrupted. We have more truth of the Scriptures now than people did, say, 500 years ago. Bible archaeologists across the board are in agreement that Exodus 3:15 never did say that God gave the name the Lord to Moses as God's memorial name, but rather, that name was written in the Hebrew as four letters, Yod, He, Vav, He, pronounced as Yahweh in English, although we can't be sure of the exact dialect ancient pronunciation. We do know, however, that Yod, He, Vav, He is equivalent to our English letters YH, WH. This name is based on the Hebrew verb Hayah, meaning to be or to exist. Therefore, in Exodus 3:14 and 3:15, God gave Moses both the proper memorial name and the meaning of that name. In other words, Yahweh is the everlasting proper memorial name, and the meaning is I am, I exist. Without the Creator, YHWH, nothing exists and nothing can be. Also, we can never derive LORD from YHWH. These are two different words from two different languages and from two different religions that are not equivalent in any way. YHWH is ancient Hebrew and modern Saxon Christian. LORD is ancient heathen and modern Catholic. Some later century Hebrew texts have YHVH instead of the paleo-ancient YHWH. However, both mean the same thing. But where does the name Jehovah fit into all of this? We have to go back to the time of 125 BC, when John Hyrcanus of the house of Maccabees in Judea conquered the Edomites and forced them to be converted to the religion of Judea. At that time, the Edomites picked up the name of Jews. Judea had a corrupt religion of a mixture of the old tribe of Judah, the Babylonians, and the Persians. This was the Jewish religion that the Edomites adopted when Hyrcanus forced them into Judea. However, in approximately the 2nd century BC, the tribe of Judah had already been exposed to corruption by other false scribes in North Africa, living in Alexandria, where the tribe of Judah was residing. These scribes started a tradition to not speak the holy name of God, Yahweh. But whenever they read the name from Scripture, they would instead say Adonai, which meant Lord, similar to how Baal means Lord. This tradition to suppress the name of God took root, and it became popular all the way from Alexandria to Jerusalem in Judea. In time, the Edomites took control of the Judean priesthood, and they also took control of keeping of the old scripture texts. Regretfully, they also kept the North African tradition to suppress the name of God, the four letters, Yod, He, Vav, He, given to Moses. The scribes of this adulterated Jewish priesthood later became known as the Masoretes. The Masoretes were Jewish linguists who lived after the time of Christ and transcribed the scripture text from the 6th to the 10th centuries AD in Tiberias, Jerusalem, and Babylon. When the Jewish Masoretes, reading the Hebrew manuscripts, came to the divine name of Yahweh, they implemented the corrupt tradition of using Adonai by writing the vowels of Adonai directly beneath the letters Yod, He, Vav, He of Yahweh. When they saw the name Yahweh as they read, they would drop down to the subscript note and say Adonai instead, meaning Lord. They would not read or say Yahweh. As time went on and circumstances developed, it was mostly Catholic monks in monasteries in the Middle Ages who were translating the Masoretic text into Latin. These monks, not inspired by the Holy Spirit, mistook the Hebrew name Yahweh, including the vowels right beneath it of the word Adonai, as being one word, when in fact they were two words. And the monks inserted the Adonai vowels up into and in between the letters YHWH, making a new word, Yahowah. The later Jews' alphabet changed the W to a V, and we now had Yehovah. Not too long after that, early English translators anglicized the first letter from a Y to a J, and then we have the word Jehovah, as we see it written in some English Bibles today. But in reality, there is no word as Jehovah in any language. It is merely a corruption of the combination of two words, Yahweh and Adonai, with Adonai meaning Lord in Chaldean. The Schaff Herzog Encyclopedia, page 480, points out that the Hebrew vowel points of Adonai were, quote, added to the Tetragrammaton, YHWH, by the Masoretes, and the resulting form was transliterated around the 12th century as Yehovah, end quote. British Hebrew language scholar Sir Godfrey Driver states about the word Jehovah in his introduction to the New English Bible, 1949, concerning the name being derived from the combination of the vowels of Adonai, quote, it, Jehovah, did not become effective until Yehovah, or Jehovah, or Jehovah, appeared in two Latin works dated in A.D. 1278 and A.D. 1303, end quote. So our Bible language history records that the origin of the modern English name of Jehovah came from a long historical train of misapplication of superstitious beliefs of a corrupt Judahite priesthood who quit saying the name Yahweh altogether and that of the medieval Jewish Masoretes, who wrote the vows of Adonai under the Hebrew letters of God's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And later, the Catholic monks, by mistaking these hybrid corruptions of two words as being one word, made a new word, Jehovah. Then still later, this Catholic hybrid word, Jehovah, was picked up by some Protestant translators and placed into a few English Bibles. All of this did not happen overnight, but it did happen, and Christians need to know. There's more on this topic, but at least this covers enough to make the Christian Bible researcher aware of yet another supposed name of God we should never use. We shouldn't use it in our Bibles, nor use it in our prayers. God's name never was Jehovah. Following this commentary, please check out the one-page illustration located on the archive page. May Yahweh God bless your testimony for His kingdom in the name of Yeshua Jesus, the Christ our Savior, the Holy One of Saxon Christian Israel.